13 years after three people died during a shootout at a youth soccer tournament in Wilmington, Delaware, murder and mayhem have struck again at the city's Eden Park complex. WHYY's Chris Barish has this story.
When a masked gunman shot and killed a man watching his son play peewee football on a Sunday afternoon this month, many recall the carnage at Eden Park in 2012. Zaire McManus was just an adolescent then and lived nearby. That day, the soccer tournament organizer was killed, and after spectators returned fire, the getaway driver and a 14-year-old player also died.
It does make me sick. The city, we've been dealing with violence, but to be at a football game, it's just crazy. It's just like the whole world has become crazy.
Hundreds of spectators and football players raced for cover on September 21st when gunfire erupted during a game between the Newcastle Jaguars and a team from Pennsylvania. The gunman remains at large. Mayor John Carney was outraged that outsiders had once again caused bloodshed at the park that got a $2.4 million overhaul in 2019. There's now a lighted turf field with bleachers.
It's just beyond what's anywhere close to acceptable, particularly with the young people involved and their families, and just to have that trauma that's going to live with those young kids for a long time.
Gun violence in Wilmington is down this year, but Carney said killings like this one at a youth sports event damage the city's psyche.
Arguably, incidents which you could say were isolated and they don't affect, they're not in your neighborhood, but it makes everybody feel less safe.
Carney, who took office in January after 8 years as Delaware's governor, plans to roll out a strategy to combat gun violence in the coming weeks and says it will focus on prevention, community engagement, and strict enforcement of existing laws. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.